Welcome to a Radio 191 FM podcast.
Joining me right now, Manmouth legend, ex-station manager here at The One, Sean, how you doing?
This is the wildest flashback I've had in quite some time, Candice. Thank you so much for having me back on your show. Really great to be here.
No, thank you for coming back. I feel like last time we were in here, we were, you know,
crying,
passing you on. But now you're back, like a bad smell, you just won't go away.
Yeah, totally. No, I'm back here today in my other capacity. I'm here to talk about some of the things I've been doing in my other job over there at the Dunedin City Council and where I work at Creative Partnerships or Aratoi. Mm. We've been doing a series of creative capability workshops throughout the course of this year. So I'm here to talk about the next couple that we've got lined up in the can, cool. If it's okay.
Oh, I suppose that's fine. I can make allowances. What exactly is the creative capability workshop?
So, yeah, in partnership with the Otago Community Trust, we've put on a series of workshops designed to basically elevate skills of our creative community. Gone over subjects like creative contracts, IP, copyright, those kind of things which tend to kind of work across creative disciplines, but all the way through to things like accounting and stuff. I think when you're in that kind of creative state, especially early on, you don't understand the importance of some of those technical skills or those those kind of more straight edge kind of realms that you inevitably need to kind of contend with along the way in order to give yourself every chance of succeeding, whatever succeeding means to you. But like keeping your book straight, understanding legislation that applies to you, things like that becomes important along the way. And so I guess we're trying to kind of give our creative community those skills so that they have every chance of kind of flourishing and succeeding. And so that's what we're up to. And the next one we're doing is happening down at Te Kura Kura o Te Tui, down at the School of Performing Arts here at the university. And it's called Music Pathways. And so that's on Thursday, May 16th. We'll have some absolute goats in the room from we have Teresa Patterson from the head of music at New Zealand On Air coming down to give a presentation for it. We also have your boy Jason Schroeder wearing his music manager's forum hat on, and they'll both be kind of speaking about how to engage with the agencies they represent and things like that. So really beneficial for, I would wager, emerging musicians to kind of understand the machinations of a government agency like New Zealand On Air and an outfit like the Music Managers Forum, because they can play a really important and pivotal role in the way in which you develop as a musician. So I think it's a really great opportunity to kind of get into a really, and I have to say, Te Kura Kura o Te Tui, the studio down there, the voice box of the Tui, is one of the most fantastic recording spaces I've ever put my feet inside of. So if anything, it's a chance to kind of go check out a world-class recording facility right in your own backyard. It's a really phenomenal space. I think Stephen from down at the School of Performing Arts will probably talk about how to engage with that space as well. We'll have there's good manaakitanga, so we'll have good food and refreshments at half time. There'll definitely be a chance to ask questions and network and things like that. So all in all, I see absolutely no reason why you shouldn't be down there. It's free.
Yeah.
Just another reason to go down. It does run from 6 to 7:30 p.m. As well. So, maybe you want to kind of have dinner on us that night or something. Thursday, 16th of May, down at Te Kura Kura o Te Tui.
Oh, gorgeous. Hey, Sean, I would agree with you wholeheartedly there that it is an incredible opportunity. Like, even just casting my mind back to, even now sometimes, to be honest, but particularly really early in my radio and DJing careers, you have Like,
you have no idea.
There's that age-old saying, you don't know what you don't know. And not to incriminate myself on live radio, but there was definitely a moment there where I was very unsure about my tax.
Oh, honestly? Yeah, exactly. Exactly right. But, you know, that's such a common story amongst particularly young practitioners. And so... Mm. You're right, you don't know what you don't know, but hopefully you do know a few things off the back of workshops like this. And just as an addendum to this, we've organised another workshop with a lady called Karen Workman, and that will happen on Wednesday the 22nd of May at Te Whare Rukatia, right there in the middle of town. Again, it's a free workshop. And she is specifically drilling into concepts around music copyright. And so, you know, a lot of people, when they start out, they record something, they go, yay, we've recorded something. They might slap it on Spotify or Bandcamp or SoundCloud or something like that, but they really have no idea about phonographic copyright or publishing distribution rights, royalties, record deals, how they should function, how they shouldn't function, that kind of thing. So I'm pretty sure Karen, who is, again, a real goat in that kind of copywriting space in New Zealand, definitely one of our top experts in that space, will be able to kind of illuminate some pathways around how to kind of run your copyright right.
Yeah, nice.
Yeah, and that again is a free workshop. People want to know how they get along, eh? So just let me rattle that off. If you go to the Aratoi Instagram page, handle Aratoi Otipoti, one word, no gaps. You'll find a link tree on our profile and click in there. We have a link to our capability workshops. It'll drag you across to Humanitics, and you just need to RSVP so we can get a take on your, largely so we can get a take on our numbers, but also get a thing like a take on your dietary requirements and things like that so we can feed you right.
Hey,
yeah.
Stunning. Sean, always doing the good mahi, man. Doing the good mahi. No, you. Stop it. Cut that out. Hey, thanks for your time. Thanks for your knowledge.
You.
Love and miss you.
You too.
The legend Sean Norling used to be the station manager here, but now running a muck over at the DCC. Head along to that event. It sounds incredibly invaluable. I know, at least from my perspective and a lot of my friends, one of the most intimidating part about becoming part of the industry is networking, because it can be really punishing. You think LinkedIn networking, skip that. Go along to these events and network in the good ways, like making actual friends. 1023, here for you now.
Thanks for listening to a Radio 1 91 FM podcast. There are heaps more at r1.co.nz.